Gemara in the Sefer that the tzibur has to face the kohanim during the birchas kohanim. That's the din of kohanim kineges kohanim, face to face. The Gemara here in Sefer, on the first one of days, discusses who's included in the birchas kohanim. The Gemara says, "Beis Knesset shekula kohanim, kulam engdim leduchan." People who daven in the shul ha'kohenim, they all then have to ascend. So the Gemara says, "Benim mevarchim, who did they make the bracha?" Amar Rav Zera, "La'am shebesodros," for the people who are working in the fields. So the Gemara is the following kasha: how could that be? So the Gemara says, "Am she'achorim kohenim, ein nechol bracha." If they're behind the kohenim, not in front of the kohenim, so then they're not including the bracha. The Gemara says, "No." There's no stira that the first situation refers to those who are missing, who unfortunately are in a difficult situation, cannot come, and therefore anusim are still included in the bracha. Now, Shane Kane, those that are not of the sin, that are in a position to come to shul and be present to the kohanim, that's what they should be doing. That's exactly what their situation should be. The Gemara actually continues. I'm not going to go for the entire piece of Gemara, but it's a very fascinating Gemara here. The Gemara discusses a number of other pratim, a number of other particulars relating, but that which he learns from this Gemara is a very important halacha, that another thing that the Shulchan writes as well, we'll get to shortly, is that the kohanim connect the kohanim. Only those in front of the kohanim are included in the bracha. Secondly, anusim are also included in the bracha. People who are in the fields who are not able to come to the sekneses, they're included in the bracha. The Gemara actually has one more very significant element. Let's say someone is in front of the kohanim, they're positioned correctly, but they're blocked by some object. So what's the din? The Gemara says that's not considered to be a problem. Even if there's an obstruction, that does not divide between Bar Yisrael and those who are on the receiving side of the kohanim. What about those standing on the side of the Qur'anim? The Gemara brings rise from Mishnayos and Parah that the Gemara there tells us that even the peripheral sides of the Qur'anim, so the Qur'anim includes those standing to the sides of the Qur'anim, but again, there should not be, as I mentioned before, behind the Qur'anim, that means from the Qur'anim, that's what's quoted actually by the author, Mishnah Berurah, in Kuf Chav Ches. Let's take a look over here. That's in Kuf Chav Ches. The sound actually in the Mechaber in Chav Dalet. Am she'achorei ha'kohanim ein b'chlal bracha. Those that are behind the kohanim are not included. Abim lefneim u'tzideh. Those that are in front of the kohanim and those that are on the side of the kohanim. Afil b'chizah shavazim ein ha'tzekes. As the Gemara says in the second of the side. So the Shavur here has an important hour in Sanket. He writes, those that are on the side of the Kohanim, but they're essentially what about the sides, but behind the Kohanim, they're not included in the bracha. And then the Shagura has the following account. Also, home the Kosa Mizrahi, those who are on the Mizrah side. We are in Kodesh Bolei Tzatz and Zeta Knesset. And we have an arrow that projects forward. V'akon ha'omrim l'chonam, einam b'chalal b'rocha. Wow. V'abach heilitz b'adam. But the Bach defends those people. Yashash kol ha'omrim l'chonam v'esta Knesset. Each one has a spot. This is a Hazlok and Kodesh Bishvot v'esta Tzuv is about Vassar in the third part of Kodesh Sabatim. Just like there's the idea of Swadish Rites in Halacha. So too, this idea of purchasing a marker in a Knesset, I see that they have such a practice over here, and therefore they consider to be unlucid. Any offer that loop closes is Chavir and Koma. They can't push someone away from this spot. I will end in my street. If you can't do a little rock on the ground, let me move a little bit. That's what Bechaz Kohen. Or be answered by Sakneses al-Diva, or Brach Maroshi with Sakneses. It's possible for them to go ahead and then move a bit. So even though it's still maintaining their basic seat, the chazaka they still have, but it's possible then to go about and move. So this actually occurs from time to time. We have sometimes that actually been in shuls with Aron Kodesh for truths. I would say a considerable amount of space, a massive Aron Kodesh. They're really for truths all the way to the Sakhasa. So therefore, those that are positioned over there should move to another area in the Beis HaKnesses, and should base the Kohanim, the Bichas Kohanim. Now the Pachan, Mishnah quotes here, who suggests that these people are losing, Mishnah Berurah is not really happy about that logic of the Bach. You can tell from the language of the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, V'ha-Bach, Eitz Vadom. In general, how do you know the Mishnah Berurah asking? So I heard from Hagoni of Mendel Zaks, that's the son of Tom Chaim. I heard this 55 years ago. I guess in this question, how do you know the Mishnah Berurah passed? Sometimes it's not conclusive. He says, he told me, you have to have a feel for the Netzia of Mishnah Berurah. That's how you have to know Mishnah Berurah, by virtue of the language that he uses, you can tell whether he's staunchly defending the position. If he uses a language like this, Ba'abach, Heimlitz, Ba'adom, that is not, shall we say, he became a kind of defense attorney, but not exactly the Chachimah, not ad issue. Because there are other areas in Shul where Briskin stands with Bichas Kohanim, on the beam of the Torah is read further back, so at least you're in further Kohanim. So Zilam Shabur is not happy about this talk, and that's what he writes, Ein Zeh Not Speak, that this is not sufficient. That's very significant, Zilam Shabur, that's possible to move under those circumstances. Okay, I want to talk about specific halachas that disqualify the kohen. We have a kohen and a kohen and a kohen, so he doesn't have any halachas that disqualify him, as far as I'm concerned. But there are areas that the halachas speak about in the Shulchanot here actually refers to some of those areas. It's Mishnayos and Masechet Megillah, but here you can see coming from Lamed. In Lamed, Kukav Tes Lamed, the Mechavi speaks about different types of moving. Bohakonyot, Akumot, Akushot. These are different types of moving that I mentioned by the Mishnah Masechet Megillah of David, and also the Sudni Bechavis. And in Lamed Aleph, the Mechavi tells us he more or less provides a defense for those Kohanim who have those kinds of movement. But then to me, is a child shall have gone to tell us that's generally, I think, the practice is that even a Kohen may have certain types of overt movement. So the halacha is that since they more or less did not grow a Kohen and cover their bases with the talus, so those movement will not be considered to be movement that are significant. And the reason is that's why, because essentially they will not be noticed. Beyond that, the Taz actually, and others, actually both some Zohar Achronim, that if a community is already accustomed, that's the Lashon that the Mechavi uses on the days, the last part of the days, the Chayim Hudash Be'iro, he says Kappa. And if it's something that's known, they're already accustomed to Kohen's physical blemish, then he can say Bichas Kohen without a problem. The problem is the Taz gets a kasha on this language of Mechavi, that if you assume that Bichas Kohanim is an avoda, the shores, lamo the shores. I don't know, for example, that Kohanim are doing ba'amidot, it says lamo the shores. But if you compare Bichas Kohanim to an avoda of Beis HaMikdash, washing this Kohen, not be disqualified categorically. The Beis HaMikdash is certainly Kohanim who are unable to get rid of these movements, they are not qualified to be avoda of Beis HaMikdash. So the basic question that has to be raised is there an automatic, a categorical analogy between Bichas Kohanim and Avodah Beis HaMikdash, or perhaps there's a makom to qualify Bichas Kohanim that's not completely and totally equated with Avodah Beis HaMikdash. And so that's what the Taz asks this kash over here. And the Taz basically answers that it's true that we learn from the Avodah Beis HaMikdash those qualifications which are within the ability of the country there, such as Shikr also the sister line, so that can be repaired now. Either don't drink, or wait till you are sober, or for that matter, standing during the Bichas Kohanim, Lama B'Shoris. That also relates to something that is possible for a Kohen to do, that is sitting. assuming in a position to do so. But those that relate to his physical appearance that he can't really change, that is a task. He's not disqualified by those. Only those elements that he's able to go ahead and effect some sort of a change, then he's obligated to do so. But those that he's not able to do so, and presumably, what I've wrong has a suffix, whether an Orel, let's say a Kohen is an Orel, he's uncircumcised. That's assumed he's uncircumcised because they assume Echel Machmas Mila, as the Mahogan's Rashi in the town for Rajas. According to the Mishen, who like Mesa Echel Machmas Mila, cannot go ahead and do Bechdan, if Sashan can be an Orel, do Bechas Kohen. So he concludes the one I've wrong, but he can't do Bechas Kohen. He can't do that one in the Sabi, that's for sure. An Orel. So he rejects the pattern, the comparison to Bichas Kohen and Avodah Shel Yisrael Mishnah. It's not only the Tzadim or Avon, but we make an equation between those two, or it's not a blind equation. Beyond that, in Gemara also he refers to other qualities of a Kohen, and this is also official. I'll get to momentarily. First, we'll mention the Gemara. The Gemara says here, it's a well-known halacha. God forbid a Kohen who's a violator of either arayas, who's involved in promiscuous behavior, sexual immorality. So, or for God forbid if a Kohen is a murderer. So, the halacha is that, often you would say that they shouldn't be able to do the chesed. So, this is a fascinating machlokes. Yerushalmi writes, Yerushalmi, I believe, is if I'm not mistaken. Yerushalmi actually writes that you shouldn't say that a Kohen who is in violation of Gila Arayis or Rotzeach should not be able to do it. Why not? Because the son of Shmiel, the Neis of Aliyah Barche, who's giving out the bracha of the Yerushalm. He's just the, as I mentioned a number of times, he's only the shunt, or the pipeline, if you will, the famous Rambam. This is the most famous Rambam in Hilchos Tefila. There says, well, with Rambam writes that a Kohen, even if he's not such a Chacham, he's not such a Daki Gavitzis, what the Rambam says over there, people are gossiping about him, where he's not honest in business transactions, he should still look it. Because you don't tell a person who's a Rasha, the Rambam calls him a Rasha, you don't tell a person who's a Rasha, he won't now be a Sissamitzis. He should refrain from doing more mitzis. So the Rambam gets the Kasha. How does this Bichas Hedyo help? This person clearly is the Hedyo. How does this Bracha help? So the answer is, Rabbi Weiss said, the Bracha is not telling the Kohen, it's not like a Mishbochu. Kohen do the bits that they're supposed to do, and after the Bochu, the Bracha of the Baruch Hashem, Hashem in his mercy, will bless us.
What's the question? We don't say
to the Kohen. Okay, the Baruch says, I'll take Bichas Hedyo to the Kohen, that's also the Baruch. So it means that it's not ideal. Clearly it's not ideal. I'll tell you, Bichas Hedyo, but don't wash it. Don't be yourselves on the Bichas Hedyo.
The person
who
has to touch it,
it's not over.
Don't
be yourselves. But yeah, the way the person in terms of the Shalom, the Tumba Kain, actually, he did the Tshuva. The Rambam himself says, the Tumba Kain, he calls him a Rasha. And Rasha Amenberg, as well, but still, he calls that person a Rasha. And according to the Rambam, even he did the Tshuva, he still participated in the Bichas Hedyo. That's your argument. And essentially, the assumption is that even though he may be an Avarian, he should not be excluded from the Bichas Kohen because you might think that Kohen is the one who gives the bracha and not the Ribbono Shel Olam. No. The son which we have is Avani HaBracha, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one giving the bracha. I think the Magen Avraham, if I'm not mistaken, he actually quotes one of the Dovei Achronim, who says that no, only after doing Shuma would that Kohen be allowed to go ahead and do the Siyas Kavayim. He sees sort of the opposite in Yerushalmi. He might have thought the Kohen's behavior should permanently disqualify him from Bichas Kohen. Nevertheless, since ultimately it's not him who bestows the bracha, so once he does tshuva, he can go ahead and then that's the Bichas Kohen. That's the Magen Avraham says. We pass in like the first position. We pass up the Rambam, don't check the tzitzis of all Kohen. And sometimes I recall the situation. I was once in a very uncomfortable situation, but someone in the call protested that a certain Kohen was looking at me, and he was not known to be, shall we say, a Shemitologist. As a matter of fact, he was known to be not a Shemitologist. And so he came to me, this person, and told me I should bar him from looking. And I didn't think that was correct. So I'll give you the specific situation that that happened, that this particular Kohen was not a Shemitologist. Not a Shemitologist. He drove to shul on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is the time of the And so the guy, not only one person came to me, several people came to me who saw him drive to shul. I was around that shul. It's many years ago, 40 years ago. So anyway, so I went over to the person and I told him that, I called him privately and I said to him, listen, I think that you want to bring us to Yom, which I think is a good thing for you to do. Maybe you'll take upon yourself today, this Yom Tov, that you won't drive back. You will not, you can't have the car. If you wish, if it's a bit of a walk, I'll walk you back home. We'll have the shoes together, et cetera, et cetera. And this way, you won't be a Chal Yom Tov, and this will be your position. I'd say to him, but people told me, and that is easier. And I said to him, I spoke to him very nicely, and he was asking. And so what happened was, it turned out that he's to go all the time. And then every Yom Tov, he told me, I'm not driving home. Now he started walking to Shul Yom Tov. Ultimately, he came to Shem Shabbos, and Shem Yom Tov. Amazing. But I actually was preparing. That was the source of the Kira, because people complained about him. And then the ultimate, which was really a very beautiful thing, it didn't happen overnight. It was a 5 to 6 year process. It was actually happening. It's interesting that even though the Rambam actually cites three cases that also go to Yerushalayim, where a Kohen is disqualified from going ahead and you can't do it. One is a murderer, two, Avodah Zarah, and three, basically, someone who's been murdered, a mumah. Regarding the Kohen who's murdered, the Gemara calls him Brachis, the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, I also use Shayo. The Rambam says, I only know the first paragraph of Shayo is that. For Israel, the Kapecha. So the Navi is pretty clear. It says, spread your hands. Hashem says, I'm going to ignore you. Why you take a your hands are full of blood. So Rambam, who writes that even a person that does tshuva cannot participate, because God, why you took someone's life permanently, it takes your hands, so to speak. Your hands cannot become a vehicle for Birchas Kohanim. That's the Shita Sa'aman. However, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is also Mishaynin over there at that Rambam. They say no. They say that only a murderer who has a tefillah the Ritzach, only he cannot raise his hand. So here in Shulamah, he's looking at him. So the Shulamah writes the following. It's the famous Achuz of Mechaber Amor. Kohanim Shulamah says the emphasis of Mechaber. I feel the Shulamah where he says Kavah is the Rambam Shita. Kohanim who murders who engage in Ritzach. Even Bishayye, he says, Kabbalah, the loss of Tshuva. Says the Rabbah, the Hashem, the loss of Tshuva, and they say Kabbalah, that he can't do him. He is the Hokel of Bali Tshuva. She will live herself with him. Well, you know, it's finally not known to be Hakif in a certain area. This is one of the areas that they're very big Hakif in. I could actually, one day, bring that there, say, Shir, and the Hibuk of Tina, she can ask his father in Jolah, where the Svadim are Hakif. Few areas of Takif, and the Ashkenazim seemingly the Rambam is always there. It's not completely true that the distinction between Tzvadim and Ashkenazim. Tzvadim in general, you probably know from living there as well a little bit. And the Pesach and Chayav and Yerucha, it's not clear to it. Although we should be spreading a lot of the Tzvadim, Tzvadim Shir Avonim, oh, the way they talk, Hakif was Shekhamo. Ashkenazim and Avonim don't have that ability. Maybe one or two, maybe the Rav's friend, the Rav had that ability, but in general, that's not an Ashkenazi thing. So I just mentioned that here, there are more Paschians, that they should walk in the Hakim. We want to close the door, and we should go here, close the Rav and Kriyadosh, that you should not rule leniently regarding a coin who intentionally murdered, if he murdered the Kavanah. So then you should not be Megal. The Shabur says, what about the person who's supposed to kill? Let's say a person inadvertently causes a woman to miscarry. But that person can't say that I'm dead. So where is it relevant? Trust me, I've been involved in this now many, many times for the last 25 years. So car accidents, ladies and gentlemen. More people died in car accidents in this country than all the wars that took place in this country. Gosh, Shavati, from pretty reliable sources. And as a result of that, so let's say a person who caused a fatal car crash. So the halacha is to participate in Birchas Kohanim, especially for this family. Since the Mechaber here, as I said, is very nachmit. So Rav Avadya, that's Al, so he has a lot of tshuvos about this. He says, if he's caused a fatal car crash, he should not become involved in Birchas Kohanim. Now, if he's driving carefully, I know of a number of situations that the people or Rahman was on involved in the car, and someone jumped in front of their car and was killed. I'm talking about in Ramat Beit Shemesh, right here. I have to know the people who were involved. Anyway, the halachas, he can say, that's how Rabbi Paskin, he had to do the tshuva, and if the victim was injured and by the day, then certainly it's a makom to be made, or some of the passages of the Shemesh, but in Yom Yomayim Yamar, or you can't chas for you, the Sefer Halacha, or Yom Yomayim, and there's a, in general, there's a, yeah, I heard him talk about, there's an issue, that I think there's a marsham, Shabur doesn't quote it, that he talks about a situation, a cutting the throats and after that someone's going to fight. The victim dies a week later, a week, let's say a week later, but the doctor's rule that's connected to that wound that he received and the object covered him, then that represents the comical problem. What's relevant though here is, let's say, this is also Sholach of Yom HaMivor. Yom HaMivor talks about Maltin of the Mace, a Mayel. He's a Kohen. He does the Mila and the child dies. Very, very rare. You're not unheard of to have a situation where a child will die as a result of a risk Mila. Multi of them, let's say it's happened. We pass it, then you can do it.
What about soldiers?
I'm coming to that right now. That's the most important issue. I love what I said. There's not anyone to touch this country. They are friends with us, a great man. So I'm going to Bishop Pais and Tassel has a two minute situation. He rules that there's no question you can participate in the Haskan. Someone is a member of the Tao and he's fighting the enemies of state. So obviously, he thinks the Duchin. Before to say about yourself, the country should be encouraged, it should be commended. That's how the Boskin of Ravadia, I'm going to Shabbat, I'm going to Ravadia Yosef. Now, if a person converted to another religion, that's really a different story. And the third, then he cannot, he needs someone who's a Shuba, someone who's an apostate, if he converts to another religion, so he, of course, should not do Bechaskar, even though this itself is also subject to the book of Imam Zayin. This is also here by the Chaver, Imam Zayin. Mumla is the Chum, he says, Kav, the Ashrenim, Jum, so the Chum, and I say, Kav, the Chedi, you can ask the Ramot. You never ask the Dibra Chum, and I say, Kav, and that's me, Morandos, or people that, Yoko Ram is a famous letter, a long letter, to learn very carefully, regarding this issue. Now, the Chum also speak about, what about, since how long the scholar was the person who worshiped idols, the Kohen was Machal Shabbos, that's the case I was talking about a moment ago. So here again, there's a Gemara Chul, the favorite place. I mentioned it on Shabbos. The famous Rashi, I wrote Chul about Saul of Richard, so he spent a lot of time talking about that Rashi Chul, the favorite place. It's about a Mumar Machal Shabbos. Mumar Machal Shabbos, Dino Gato. Someone who belittled it. Someone who, with clear intent, violates Shabbos, and does so publicly, the Ba'aseh, the Ba'aseh of the So here the question is, what do you do regarding the Chaskanim? So in general, the Shulchan actually, Shulchan Chabad, and passed like that, and Shulchan actually quotes it here as well. Shulchan quotes it, Kufa Medalit. So it's called Kufa Medalit. Mumu La'avis Chachorim. Then the Shogi Ben Amazin. And Islam is not under the door. Islam is monotheistic. Very contentious question, especially with my name, you know. A lot of the changes in the, I should say, the demographics since the days of the Haskalah. That's the question. That if this is the norm of society, let's say 100 years ago, today there are so many things that are far better. But I remember Soloveitchik told us that when he came to America in the 30s, he thought that Judaism was not going to survive. He came to Boston. I think I mentioned this story already another time to the Ila, that many in Europe were residing in the Ila, the Venice Ila before Shia. And then they would say, Taylor, I'm living in Europe. So he came to Boston and he wanted to be able to go to him, and they had to go in for Shia, the Venice Ila for Shia. Then the whole school ran out of him. They went into their cars and drove home.
You're not showing the Torah mitzvahs b'chol.
He came from Chasavich, quite Russia, where his father was as well. And then he actually was in Berlin, but Berlin had a very strong Jewish community. Community of Shomer Torah mitzvahs, and even Talmid Chachamim, who were in Berlin before the war. And so that was the norm. And then he came to us and discovered completely different demographics. He thought that he was in the background of Shulman. That's what he told us a number of times. And he decided then and there, that is his mission, to revive and rekindle what the Yiddishkeit is all about. And I think he succeeded in doing so. There were others also who resisted him, but he did quite a massive job in that area. So the question is, if it doesn't come from rebellious sense, that was a deal that he made in Russia and Rashi, that has to be a more of a hachis, has to be a more large Tavosh of a hesia, the hachis. He does it deliberately, not because he's not aware. In most cases, and this is exactly the situation of Banin, that's where Havina Rosh Feinstein has, I mentioned, Chaim is in the first pillar. He has a number of tshuvas about this topic. And the question is whether Mi'ika Din, you should prevent such a kind of doing B'chaskonim. So I heard from my Rebbe, and I used to have a run of ranks, where Rabbi Yochum Kuel, that's how he used to daven. So that was not a very healthy situation for anyone who's a rabbi mentor. That was just an editorial panel. The kids are he had what to say about every Rosh Hashanah. Okay. And sometimes in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, it was issue on Machot. About what was said. So in my naive day, I thought he didn't understand much English, but apparently, as he told me, he understood enough English to make my call. Anyway, so so he told me that he has also kind of Kabbalah, I think from this law, that's what I understood, he learned from this law. He has Kabbalah from this law that someone who's not a deliberate Chal Shabbos, but he does something because of lack of knowledge, he doesn't have any awareness, but Shabbos is all about. So we should encourage that person. So he liked what I did. That Yom Tov, he was present that Yom Tov, and I spoke to that guy. Then he asked me, what happened? How come we do him? So I explained to him, he's not going to be Mechal Yom Tov that day. So he thought that was correct. And the truth is that if you look in the Shabura, you look in the many Jewish Achrenim, and the Chazanish, in the Bri Museum of Hagarin Rav Yaakov Etliger, you probably know that name. Rav Yaakov Etliger was a famous, he actually went to university, has a PhD from the University of Altona. It's not so well known. But he's been in Tian, he has two. He also had Mishra Bolts and Pesed and Hoban Sukkah, Bikur Yank, a very beautiful savior, many, many Arabs, and Lua Ben Sukkah and Dubai. So he discusses the ramifications of the public, Chal Shabbos, an update. And he talked about the issue of Yan Yester, especially with the touching wine and back going to Castle Wine. So he's medical because he claims, again, based on Hanukkah, was not man, you have to get to know Vishnu Ishmael Ben Akram. And that probably, to me, to my mind, that's the situation. Okay, I agree with you. I think you're 1,000% correct. It's not just the Chazanish writes like that, and the Rebbe writes like that, the Tzim writes like that, Shmuel writes like that, the Alon writes like that, the Hobos Lachlin and the Rebbe like that, and some of the Rosh Hashanah who are very, very machmir regarding these matters. I mean, besides that, this already is a clear aloha. And then we'll see, what about Tzimtzum and Nasir Gusha? That I understand. If the guy has the status of a Chalot, then it can't be part of Bichas Kerem. That's obvious. Mishabur also writes a book there in Kuf, Mem Zay, Benjamin Segushu, and Chalov of Zay of Chalutza. How we said, Averis don't prevent the CS of Pai, and I'm not going to Averis, Shein Shakon is Zorin. Avnesh Shakon is Zorin, mainly the Dusha Sehuda, obviously, is very much not in sync with God who's been marrying somebody not allowed to marry. And maybe that cannot go ahead, as that person cannot do it. That battle, Sehuda is married to a woman who didn't go on. A good show. I tell you, we're living in an era where it's everything is crazy. You even find today, Kohanim, or Maturishis, I encountered this in time. The time is one, or two, Rabbanim who are somehow Mako. How could it be Mako get the positive coverage? I get to figure that out. That's really quite a feat. The honor of the positive coverage. And we're all coming to the Arab, the Amato, the Refugee, the Tamil, the Amok, the Share, the Kohanim, Love, the Emo, and then. Well, you can tell them about the Halal, and then it tells you who they can marry and cannot marry. Very clear. Isha is doing the Halal. They come to Isha, Gusha, and Isha, they come. You can't do the Halal. And you are not going to finish. And yet, our opponent, who have admitted this kind of activity. I'm very into telling Kranim. I have a yeshiva for the last 21 years, and Baruch Hashem, no shortage of Kranim. And I told them they can't become doctors. The Shul of the Lord. There's a Shul of the Lord. He finds the power. I feel the Yom of the Yom. He had the Chavshem Mutar and Sharon Tov. He comes and tells you that you can go to medical school. Don't listen to him. So much of right, there's a right with. That's the problem. There's a right with, and they all send it home, so they know this right with. They know this right with. Amazing. People tend to find out, you know, some above in the kind of above that no one will have any connection. You want to go right?
You're not between it, half and three.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's one of my favorite ones. I have it's a phenomenon today. I have Americans who come there to learn for a year, 1.5, 2 years. But people come to visit us and stuff. They don't know. They're changing all this. All of a sudden, the whole act, they have to eat. As I call it, they never heard of that. They don't know who it is. But somehow, this guy, see, that's really good stuff. So I'm also, yeah, I was talking to anyone else, told you. I didn't hear myself in it, but the chef actually told me that that's what they wrote, though. That was in 1935 when Asolesi came there to some once in his life. He was attending with the chief driver of Tel Aviv. And that position was taken by Rabbi Meir. He knows it, Rabbi Tillis. No, Rabbi Meir, he grew up in Belgium. So Rabbi Meir in Belgium. He was taken to Belgium and became the Rabbi Rashi of Tel Aviv. He was an open golden million. He was a member of Mizrahi. He wanted someone who was Mizrahi to be the chief driver of Tel Aviv. And the Rabbi was a member there in Buddha. At that point in time, that's the way. So he didn't qualify for the position. So they came and he came before Shavuos. And the question was, what's the Shavuos? Should he hold him to shame? So he called his father. And he said that telephone was the most expensive telephone call in his life in 1935. And how he had to make a telephone call, post office, that's a whole business. It was like a full day affair. To make a telephone call to his father, and they'll tell the police to make one there. His father basically told him that we ask him like that the Chacham Tzvi, that really should hold on there to sell. Marcus is come to the least of Madame Shalom Berry, Malcolm Janice's spell, the whole one day. However, since the that's Jewish, so Abka Sotah, it's a kind of friend of Jewish, he speaks about here, they had second day minyan, it's another Yadua, the Master of years, that second day minyan, and that's itself. So Abdi was Kashish, but they say, remember we said, you should hold the least of Malach on the second day. So it's not, I mean, the step for me, putting on Sol, it's enough, it's only the end of Yom Tov. We're talking about Yisuchar, Kerben, Chod Saritz, and as it's still here, it's not Yom Tov, but the Ben Chod Saritz is still Yom Tov, the second day, the question will be put on Zol, the Abba on Zol, only Yisuchar, that is not really so well known. Anyway, most people come today, all of them, based on what? Shlomo Zalman has a famous Zach, I heard it myself from Shlomo Zalman, but I've never so clarified it should be a number of times. The Shlomo decides to move Teretz himself to make Aliyah, even though not living here yet. Then already can hope one day, that's understandable. Or eventually in the future, plan on coming into that system. I mean, people will tell you, well, everyone plans to come back to Sura. Yes, that's an active problem. True. Alabayo, true. They hold out the Nukas and lose it. They hold out the Nukas and Melas are not going to come to Sura so quickly. They hold that based on Chinese camp and Gil Sester, and the host of Raman Ramban, and these are their cells, and it's a few years, and it's a few years, and Gil Sester, there's that once the Chumash occurs, then the Mitzvah is all going to come back and there's some Moshiach. But we don't pass like that because that's based on the Ramban. And it's based on the Ramban. There are two or three lines of Ramban are missing. You see, I have the Nezah points out, some children, the children have the Nezah, that the two or three lines that I mentioned are missing from the Sifrei. Where he says, you know, that whole group of great come to about the Eretz Yisrael, get into the water, and they started crying. And so the question is, what happened? Did they leave? Did they not leave? So that part of the Ramban, we don't have the Ramban. It's just that Nezah quotes the section of the Ramban that was deleted, and they went back to Eretz Yisrael. They see clearly that regarding this matter, this is a discussion, as I said, regarding secondary conflict. I mean, that's what told me, how they did. Call me, say, no, hey, give the chance to go. This can I go, though? I can go, though. Because the Ramban says, no, I give the chance to go. He said, tell me, I should do that. So the Ramban, the Adam, who shall go, I should call the Nago. I love that position. I said, how am I shall leave me about that?
The
reason is with the pathology because it's impossible. Even today, when now they're doing a lot of three-dimensional things in medicine. I know I've had many talking about doctors of men and women. And also a member of Fannin, without a name or a adult, you can find them as well. But it's almost impossible not to be in contact, not to do some sort of pathology. It's amazing. It's a massive issue. It's a massive problem. There's no way out of it. There's no way out of it. That makes you find this I feel in the other way. The other Russian, with the last system, with the guns, with the same who are, ain't gentlemen. What a Russian. The governor said it. So I'm more coming to stop. Okay, the right question. The question. We pass up the right question.
What did he say?
Okay, so you pass it. There's no 200 miles there. This rabbi is not get to a number of various areas going on to the Mokma Arabayas. Okay, also, but we don't pass it. You look at the rabbi, there's probably a lot. There are cook rights and others right like that. It's still awesome. And plus the fact that even Rabbi Shechter told me recently, I haven't spoken to him in a long time. Mm-hmm. I've not seen him in a long time. I saw him on a few Zooms and he appeared on also a Zoom. He called me up to wish him well. He also appeared on that Zoom. They don't know. I know what he did over there. It was against my wishes. But whatever the case is, so he told me, Rabbi Shechter, that he changed his position regarding the Sarai Sisha. A long time he was in prison, or he was somewhere. And the rabbis, but he's against it because he realized that all the chief rabbis have come out against it. Every single chief rabbi in the days of Kuk, that's how. And if you go against the chief rabbi, you undermine the whole chief rabbi. It doesn't think it's appropriate. Even if you hold that it's moved technically and you mentioned the area and you prepare yourself, no, the whole outdoor business, et cetera, et cetera. He doesn't think it's appropriate for someone to go ahead and do
something. I was there when he was there.
You were there that in the Shiva and the Shabbos. And Moshe Lichtman always tells me about it. That's one of the favorites. I really, really was absolutely told me about Tova Fisher, Hashem, and Larry Fiona, which is a terrible fool Shlema. So he had a debate with Rabbi Shechter Shlita in Yeshiva Vaser. I think Rabbi Asa was not there at the time.
No.
But there were a lot of people that were there. Chavala wasn't there. At that time, I was actually teaching in Vaser at that time. So I should have been there. But I didn't come to Shabbos. I was a rope. Anyway, so he thought they had a massive problem today on this matter. But I heard Rabbi Shechter, so he went local and told me that Rabbi Fisher.
The chair.
They got. And the Shechter at that time was in favor of going up the Harabites. And I'm sure Fisher, the same simple Chinese Mishkul, went nuts over that. I mean, he's going to shop what? It's not exactly correct. If you walk in the areas where you know exactly where they go, the problem is the temple ritual for many, many tourists who don't know anything. Once you commit it, they're just going to go everywhere. And then you have the issue of crisis, you mentioned correctly. In general, it's against the Rabbanim Roshim. So we don't listen to them others, we don't listen to them about anything else. They have no credibility whatsoever. They're like it too. There's a famous article by another girl who wrote this whole topic about the status of the, I won't say whom, that's my rabbi. But anyway, so it turns out they're like the Queen of England, the same status as the Queen of England has, same power that she has. Okay, she has some of the other they have. But other than that, that's exactly the analogy to the chief rabbi. Okay, I'm just saying.
Does it matter if it's a name or time or shoes or something? No, I'm not
sure. Yeah, there is a mark on the hotel for general business. I seem like Rashmi, as far as that going another time is royal. Generally, that's the hefty and chuzar. The more the hefty and chuzar, people ask me a question, their wives give her. And then this is the wife in the hospital. A woman told me, what? My husband's not going to visit me in the hospital. I gave birth. I've been here for 2 days. He's not coming. I said, well, maybe you'll do a Zoom. Maybe you'll do that. She thought I was absolutely, what kind of a heartless rabbi are you? You have absolutely no rahmanis. I said, the husband is coming. They have to be careful. At that hospital, I said, which hospital is it? There are hospitals you can go, but be careful. So I would say that. In Hadassah, I have one of those hospitals. Also, yeah, of course, I'm not talking about Rebbe Rabbi and Yeshua. And also, two together, my brother, Shlita, was a rabbi in the hospital had there at Hilyah. He was very on top of those issues. That's a massive hospital, many, many buildings. People don't know Chadera. It's one of the cities in Israel. Anyway, so the it's almost the same size as that. Massive hospital, but non from hospital. Secular, very secular hospital. My brother, the 35 years old. Called blogs and all types of unbelievable things that he's gone there. Was just that he's the happiest person, the retired And that position is the Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Erev, and Tevel is Kaneg, and that's supposed to fighting Talyom Kalaylov with all the officials in the hospital. But that also, he was on top of that. So there were signs on the hospital, electric signs, it was all in this computer. They knew there was a Mason hospital. It's not the hospital coming in and not coming in. That's where it should be. But the whole story is much more about market.
Don't think you become a doctor.
What?
Don't think you become a doctor. You have to learn.
He needs to open on this.
Right. This is working on a mix. That's the issue. That's where the problem is. It's not a question. It's not a question at all. I tell them not to do it. I want to say one last thing. I want to talk about it because it's an issue that comes up in our so the base of them. The first one is a din shalach. You can literally buy the alignment. This halacha is a din shalach. The guy is not married. He needs dochim. So the pasuk quote right over here. You probably don't believe it. Look at the mandala. Kain Abu Kushu Bandu, no says Kappa. Bandu Mukhabir is Mako. Bandu Ramal Yashayu, then there's a Kappa. A kind of single can't do it. Sharibu, Sharibu is Simcha. Bandu Bach, he should live with Simcha. You're not married, have a Simcha. Well, I don't think it's Mukhabir Ramal. The dog was a nice Kappa, Bakali. Abu Shin and Lose. The dog going up to Shalom, he's saying, that's Ramal, classic Ramal. That's not how you do it. You can do it. But if you decide not to do it, then you understand why you decide not to do it. I mean, again, this is based on the Gemara Yavamis, which is not necessarily what the but many, as you see from the disagrees. So that's the question, what about the current is another? That's the Shabbat that comes up with what you've done the time. We're trying to talk about actually no further than that. So the Shabbat Yavaka, he actually criticizes those who remain in other steps as one, because in that is similar. And the Mordechai also writes like that. The Mordechai Megillah writes that the Kohen, for 12 months of Babelos, found the death of the parents should not be in the Beis HaKnesses for the Dochel, should leave, go to avoid deciding to be Haskana. Mordechai says, the Midi is not like that. Thank God. The Shulamach, over here, looking in Nem Gimel. So the Shulamach writes to me, the Shulamim, Ah, Shulamim, Mea Adil, Tessi Kappa, who took Shulamim, Mea Adil, Zee, 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 The Yeshua calls the man Abel says, "Rama, Abel, the Midas finished. Who are you? And the Midas comes. The Chayim Nag, the Midas Eilu. That's the Midas. And Abel, according to an offer from one of his parents, does not do it for 12 months. So there are many different minhagim what to do in the base of Abel here in Israel. So I'm just telling you what I see. Midas Konim during the Shiva Shemay Abel is not recited in the base of Abel. You shall find the Issen. The minute you shall find is and the best of them, they say the Chazkan. And actually, the truth of the matter is, what's the Isser? The Kyadin. It's not also the Kyadin. The Halachi, it's a lot of it is up here above. The best of them, the Nia Sadi, the Shere, there's no Simba. And they were, it's inappropriate to go ahead and have the Chazkan. But it's coming for God to say the Chazkan and doing Shloshit, let's say, for siblings or for a spouse, for the children, or even 12 months of availability for the parents. Also, as you saw, if I see Yashua have the power of Ramah, and don't say the Chazkanah is doing the entire 30 days, then it's so much about it. That's a million Kutars, but not so much there. So, I'll do the last of few Shurim. Some of the Halachas of the Chazkanah, so Mr. Hashem, hopefully we'll probably find another topic. Tomorrow, we'll be here, the Steinberg and Chazkanah. Shlomo Steinberg. So if I don't come there, basically I told him already that he can turn it off. I told him I may not be there for the chuppah, but I say it's here.